This is Wilfred Dorisson, a dead man who is still alive. 18 months after he was buried and this death certificate issued, he reappeared. Wilfred has made legal history. The High Court of Haiti has officially declared him to be a zombie. Port-au-Prince, capital of the Caribbean island of Haiti, home of voodoo. The starting point for an expedition to track down Wilfred Dorisson. The goal of the investigation, to discover if Haitian law is right, if zombies, voodoo's living dead, really do exist. Team leader is psychiatrist and anthropologist Professor Roland Littlewood. Joining him is Dr. Konrad Gorinsky, ethnobiologist and poisons expert.
So Konrad.
And Chantal Regnault, an authority on voodoo and the expedition's interpreter.
We still have quite a way to go. And this is a good part of the road. Then we're going to hit the mountain, then it's going to be a little more painful.
I'm going up a mountain.
Yes, so I don't know if we'll be able to really make it tonight.
Neither Littlewood nor Gorinsky have been to Haiti before. Both will take a lot of convincing that zombies exist. But here in Haiti, no one has doubts. Everyone is certain that voodoo sorcerers have the power to bring the dead back to life.
Back out of the magazine!
Yeah!
Back out of the boutique!
Yeah!
Back out of the factory!
Yeah!
Brother Dodo, once one of Haiti's most powerful voodoo sorcerers, has converted to Christianity. He warns his congregation to beware the evils of voodoo. In Haiti, the dead can't be sure to rest in peace. Brother Dodo says sorcerers condemn their victims to a gruesome fate. Drugged with poisons, they're buried alive. But Professor Littlewood finds this hard to believe.
Can it be that at dead of night, Haitian cemeteries are full of voodoo sorcerers, breaking open tombs to raise zombies? It sounds incredible to me. But this, after all, is what's supposed to have happened to Wilfred Dorisson. Wilfred lives in one of the most inaccessible parts of Haiti.
When you panic, you don't pull it.
What do you do when you panic? What am I supposed to do when I panic?
You hang more to the
men.
The men.
You hold that?
Yeah, you hold that. Don't pull.
No.
On the...
So you hold its hair?
Yeah. Because if you pull too hard, the animal start to go like this,
right, and then
you are in danger of being there.
I'm not sure I can do this. Chantal's advice doesn't exactly inspire me with confidence. I've never been on a mule before, and I'm beginning to wish travel in Haiti wasn't so demanding. Konrad, I see with envy, appears to have been born to the saddle.
Very good.
We've enlisted the help of Verger Dorizel. He's an old friend of Wilfred the zombie. Verger guides us to the mountain village where Wilfred, once dead, now lives.
On the way to Wilfred's, the team hears about a woman who's recently died and was very nearly turned into a zombie. Beside her tomb in the cemetery, her sister, Sagesse Arist, explains how she and her cousin had to take extreme measures to save her from zombification.
Li mouri sans malade. Une petite tête fait mal à ses liens.
C'est un subit, mais nous connaissons un mort, vous voyez, sous l'île, nous voyez chercher famille là pour,
oui.
Pour le ranger.
Là, vous voyez chercher moi, je regarde moi, cousine moi, elle mourit trois subit, elle mourit trois cris. Je regarde, je viens de me mourir gros ventre. Je ne peux pas quitter lui parce que de toute façon, elle mourit. Peut-être que je peux lever le vivant toujours. Je vais aller râler ma chèque, je vais mettre la tête, je vais couper tête, je vais couper pied, je vais couper poète, je vais faire un fan, je vais retirer petit là. Je prends pied, je mets la tête là, je prends tête là, je mets la pied. Même côté, c'est pour tête ça, je connais, depuis que je fais ça, je ne peux pas prendre.
Whatever my own doubts, it's now shockingly obvious that here people are petrified of being turned into zombies. We open a bottle of much needed rum, but our nerves are not exactly steadied by
verdure. On sait d'ailleurs pas arriver parce que au coin zone on déjà compte qui gens des monde qui la donne. Yo ka tuyo, yo ka paralysé ou gen doit pas mourir tout, ou pas yo paralysé ou chiton côté. Hein? Par exemple, ou gen doit bien vivant là, yo faire un morceau là ou a pourri tomber à terre, ka faire n'importe qui bagarre net.
Verdure is certain that Wilfred Dorisson, the zombie, was a victim of sorcery.
Wilfred son moun, moi connais le depuis avant, il était malade avant de tourner zombie. Monsieur son beau jeune garçon bien portant. Hein? Déremé avec cousine, tout en a baille blague nos amis. Et on connaît le mouri malade mal toute bagaille, il terré après moi retourner que et ses sociétés qui était prendre, il a le mettre dans la chambre, quand beaucoup est venu, après ça moi retourner. Ça c'est ratifié que me connais un zombie ou il fait son zombie.
What shocked local people most was that Wilfred was zombified and enslaved by his own uncle. The motive was to prevent him from inheriting family land. But his uncle's scheme was foiled when Wilfred managed to escape from captivity. 18 months after his death, he returned home.
Zombie country then.
Here we are. At
now
last.
We are about 20 minutes away. We're almost there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, can you believe it?
Well, this is where we came all this way for. So this is where it all happens.
Okay, so just the last effort and we're there.
Great.
Approaching Wilfred's house, I'm hoping my career as an anthropologist and psychiatrist has prepared me well. But there's no textbook which tells you how to encounter a zombie.
Wilfred, t'as croisé?
Chantal,
en forme?
C'est le tour bandé de
l'éducation. Ah, ça c'est Chantal.
Really bien reconnaître moi?
Yeah.
Mais oui. Bon, this is...
We're all shocked that Wilfred's father keeps him in wooden stocks.
So he doesn't wear these the whole time?
No, right. No. When he becomes aggressive, and he would do it.
Well, what makes him aggressive?
Ça vient comme ça parce que c'est un monde qui par esprit naturel là parce que lui. Nous connaissons ici son monde mort élevé.
Where is his spirit?
Moi pas connais parce que lui. C'est ça qui a sorti là malfaiteur tué là. Mais c'est pas bon Dieu, c'est bon Dieu tué le cartonner là.
I'm having problems with the stocks.
We would like the stock to be taken away.
It's a bit dehumanizing.
I noticed some strange scars on Wilfred's wrists.
Avant qu'elle te mourir, pas de game avec ça. Et l'elle te fait venir, qu'on sait qu'il est un petit causé de qu'on fait avec lui. Semble qu'on laisse côté, on te prend le faire zombie. Monsieur se relève l'école, il n'y a pas de travail. Alors il était obligé, le lap, il était obligé de minoter.
In a country where one's only death brought freedom from slavery, what could be worse than Wilfred's existence? Enslaved even in death.
Could we ask him, how did he escape?
Il m'a dit, est-ce que vous songez là où t'es quitté, côté où t'es là?
T'es pas songé?
Tu n'as pas songé ça? Je n'aime pas ça, non?
Est-ce que tu as songé ça, Wilfred? C'est sauvé ou t'es sauvé?
It's tragically apparent that Wilfred isn't going to be able to tell us what happened to him. Perhaps a physical examination might reveal some clues to his condition.
Okay, just want to have a good look at you. Okay, I just look at your hand and your nails, see what they're like, and take your pulse. Excellent. Want to look in your eyes? Regardez-moi. Mes yeux. It's going to get tight for him now. Okay, won't hurt anymore. Okay, good, that's fine, it's very good, that's quite normal. That's his blood pressure.
I cannot imagine anything more horrible and horrendous than to have had the experience, real or imagined, of being buried. I think we are on a bound to try and find what the issues are. And I hope we could find some answer somewhere.
It's cockfight day. Everyone's in festive mood. It was here at the cockfight that Wilfred first appeared when he came back from the dead.
18 mois après le film mourir, moi t'es l'engagé à, m'garder, de tout à mes c'est ça l'engagé à tout, m'vin garder moi elle paraît tout moi. M'tout étonné parce que m'connais Wilfried son monde qui mourit, m'saisis, les moi m'mandé monsieur, ça c'est là, c'est pas Wilfried, monsieur dit oui c'est Wilfried qui vini, ça son bagage tout à fait étonnable.
Parce que c'est un miracle. Tout le monde saisit les hommes comme ça. Regardez la première fois, ils ont mouru, levé.
Il n'a pas tourné gens avant de mourir. Vous comprenez? Parce qu'il n'a pas le même nom là, et puis il maigrit. Il n'a pas manger tout. Et puis il n'a pas le même genre.
Bon, il est déformé.
Bon, il paraît tout doucement, il parle drôle.
Ou
est-ce un monde qui n'a pas le bon nom sur lui?
Il n'a pas changé à la main. Au contraire, c'était une remarque. Il était en personne. Il était encore vivant. Il vient nous comme malheur, il fait un coup de fesse à la souli, il a regardé, il a essayé de mettre le mec là. C'est là qu'on est vraiment ces petites bières.
Wilfred's mother, Ellen Knott, was soon convinced that the strange apparition was her son.
This is Wilfred before he died. Could be the same person, but this person's got more thick set, fatter face, but Wilfred's lost a lot. Merci madame. Wilfred's lost a lot of weight.
L'alte l'école primaire la primaire, il était là jouer football.
Wilfred's mother recognized her dead son from his broken finger, which he'd injured playing football as a child. His father Miguel was just as convinced of his identity.
C'est pas lui même, c'est lui c'est Wilfred, c'est petit moi. Mais il perdit l'esprit naturel lui, c'est pas même Wilfred là là.
It's difficult to imagine Wilfred was once an able student. I wonder if he suffered brain damage when he was entombed.
From what I've seen of Wilfred, it's quite consistent, let's say, with having been buried without much air and yet got out before he's actually suffocated. But it's a horrible thing to contemplate, if that's so.
Eh bien, l'on retourne pour le dire comme ça, il était mal dans le travail, qu'il n'y a pas de travail. Il était même parfois minoté, maltraité. T'as coup bête. Et parfois, c'est ça qui fait que les gens ne disent comme ça, ils ont plutôt mouru que par eux, après, ils ont zombie, plutôt mouru net. Parce que les zombies ont passé en pile misère.
The investigators have come to the provincial capital of Lae Cai to find out about the amazing court case which concluded that Wilfred Dorisson was raised from his grave as a zombie. Wilfred's uncle, Bellevoix, was convicted of the crime at the High Court and jailed for life. The court turns out to be closed for renovation.
Probably this that's what they need to do, the justice system, refurbish it.
This is the High Court. Yes, yeah. This is the Palais de Justice. Oh, look, here. Look, these are old cases. I'm on the murder. Murder not on the family. Murder again. Well, they're like the right sort of date for the time when Wilfred's case came up, but we, it's not here.
No joy at the High Court, but we managed to find the Justice of the Peace who had Bellevoix arrested on suspicion of zombifying Wilfred.
L'homme cherchait Bellevoix. Bellevoix vient d'y aller à la barre du tribunal. Me posait monsieur question, me demandait lui. Pour qui ça que lui fait ça? C'est alors qu'il répond moi, lui dit moi, c'est le nègre assez petit, c'est un petit nevel, mais c'est pour une discussion de propriété qu'il a gagné avec Miguel, qui fait ça, il arrive côté arrivé là.
What persuaded Bellevoix to confess? Was there any reasons that made him do so?
Oui, Bellevoix lui-même, lorsqu'il venait, là, devant moi, la police t'a frappé, monsieur, parce que monsieur, il était indigné. Parce que ça qui fait là, il y a un jeune, et puis c'est anglais, c'est tonton, qui fait le mettre le côté là. Il a frappé monsieur parce qu'il y a pour une correction que le pape doit faire ça. De là étant, monsieur même l'obligé à avouer moi, parce qu'il était craint pour le pas traiter la même monde, ça, il t'a qu'à tuer, il t'a qu'à faire n'importe quelle qualité bagaille. Alors l'obligé dit vérité, laissa moi-même obligé passer l'ordre à la police immédiatement pour ne pas frapper l'encore.
A disarmingly frank admission for a magistrate. Back at the hotel we can discuss the case in more detail.
What's really interesting are the documents we actually managed to get with some difficulty, which is the whole criminal dossier here, which is done on the dreadful local typewriter and some of the stuff written out by hand. And it's quite definite from this is a report of the final case, that there is in law, in Haitian law, there is such a thing as a zombie. The court notes that a zombie, scientifically speaking, is defined as an individual of living death, reduced to servitude by a sorcerer who has stolen his soul.
Well, what do you think the options are, apart from the official one that he is a zombie?
The most common sense rational one is this is a case of mistaken identity. We know what dreadful the local communications are like. People disappear, maybe they go to America, they go to the other side of the island for 10, 15 years, they come back, people recognise or don't recognise people. I mean, it's a common...
But he came back in 18 months. I find it difficult to think that the whole village within 18 months could be completely fooled by someone else. And basically, we have to look at the possibility of poisoning, and in a Conan Doyle's way, that if you remove all the impossibilities, whatever remains, however implausible, may well be the truth.
Well, it all sounds very fantastic. I mean, I still think the most likely option is it's a case of mistaken identity.
Well, even though I have not witnessed it, and you know, the burial and the raise of Wilfred, it would not actually surprise me that Bellevoix came back that night to Wilfred's tomb and was able to open it and raise him and then eventually take him away to be sold. No?
So the court case was fair and accurate as far as we knew?
I do think so. I do think so, yeah.
It'd be good if we can find Bellevoix.
Absolutely. This is a missing piece of the puzzle.
The man what did it.
Bellevoix, it turns out, has disappeared. He's said to have escaped or bribed his way out of prison. He's been seen down at the bus station, according to Wilfred's friend Verdieu.
He knows a guy. He knows a guy, but he said, what do you want from him? What do you want from him?
Well, how are we making out?
I have the feeling that they heard about that guy. You know, but people are not willing to give you a direct answer just like that.
Verdieu continues the search for Bellevoix while we head off to see a voodoo sorcerer, Altes Paul. There's no suspicion Altes was involved in zombifying Wilfred, but if we hope to discover the secrets of zombification, we must try to penetrate voodoo's heart of darkness. Altes makes sure we enter his temple backwards so we don't offend the gods.
Zombie criminal, you poco conemoi. Zombie chop, 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 zombie good, 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 zombie yes, 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 zombie chop, 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 zombie criminal, you poco conemoi.
Altes won't permit us to see the zombies he has working for him. But to prove they exist, he agrees to show us their captured souls.
Zombie criminal, you poco conemoi. Welcome, zombie, you. Madame, merci.
This is the zombie in the bottle. You need something bad, you end up in this bottle.
Uh-huh. Could I ask Altes if you could tell me how he makes a zombie, a physical zombie?
I can explain to you, but I don't know how to do it for me.
Pourquoi ça pas capable?
Jamais.
Pourquoi ça pas capable?
C'est le secret d'homme. Pourquoi c'est le secret d'homme? Il faut qu'on oblige de coucher d'abord. Pour prêter ses mains devant esprit des esprits et puis me mettre tout ce que j'ai. Mais sous constation civile, oui, je ne suis pas autorité, je ne suis pas.
I'm not convinced Altes does know how to make zombies. But Conrad is struck by his admission that he knows a secret formula. Dodo, the converted sorcerer, has agreed to disclose his formula for making zombies. Conrad hopes to identify the poisons the Haitian penal code suggests Bellevoix used to zombify Wilfred.
Well, this looks very much like the infamous manchineel of the Caribbean. So I'll take a sample.
Be careful, try not
to saw it. Yeah, no, I'll ring it actually. And there's the broken piece of the stem here. There's a latex dripping out. It's a plant to be avoided and has been, in fact, eradicated from a lot of the Caribbean.
Ça son plante comprison li son plante violent parce que gon lettre la donne qui dangereux c'est si par exemple là ou bien tout le monde ou ca utiliser à capon en meilleur ou font poudre avec le ba mon coup de capon mais mon avin enflé c'est ça me dit non ou utiliser li mais zombie à lui même c'est l'offre une mourir ou la fait zombie c'est pas Maximilien qui est capable de tuer ou
à cap la mer.
Well, what's this toad of the sea?
Les mandés où mais ça lié cap la mer.
Bon, cap la mer son poisson lié, il connait l'eau piquer, il gonfler. Ah bah. C'est mieux tout l'eau prend coup de poudre là tout, ou gonfler.
Parce que c'est like a puffer fish.
Est-ce que vous avez dans l'éclaté net le vieux monde?
Est-ce que vous avez le monde là dans une salle qui peut-être qu'a joué dans le salle de nous?
Oui, une.
Bonsoir. 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 Est-ce que nous pouvons jouer de Capolambe dans une
salle? Ben oui.
Non, nous pouvons jouer de Capolambe.
Ben oui. Okay. C'est matin qu'on a trouvé.
Matin, on est venu?
Oui, côté oui. Lié.
Mais nous jeter parce que bon c'est pas un truc qu'on utilise pour manger.
Dodo explains that sorcerers use magic as well as poisons when they make zombies.
Pour capable on capable presser vite à l'intérieur qu'on y a nous prend rap lettre là qu'on y a nous prend lettre là nous chaque prend cap en mer nous font nous prend trip cap en mer nous brasser dans lettre là à crête là qu'on y a là nous fouillons tout ak non nous font recette ak non. Nous voulons tout, nous voulons faire la dengonia. Tant que tu as fini de faire monter, c'est tant qu'on va monter la carrière.
Nous n'y pas quand même.
Même ça, tu ne pas comprendre. Mais c'est tout douté. Oui. C'est quand vous mettez, ou bien faire un citron. Et dans ce qui n'est pas avoué, cou, mettez le secret là. Vous bougez le secret là, ou bien normal. Parce que c'est son forme qui m'a affecté employé pour détourner, pour qu'après c'est venu d'intérêt.
Vous êtes contre tout?
Tout. Bon, c'est des métiers, mais des ongam de. Et quand j'ai quitté, c'est bon Dieu m'a servi, m'a baillé Jésus gloire. On me dit Alléluia. Gloire à Dieu. Jésus.
Well, they take a few leaves of this, dry it.
Yeah. Connor and I meet back at Altus Paul's temple.
Putative constituents of zombie powder.
As we wait for the night's voodoo ceremony to begin, Conrad briefs me on his discoveries. He's as pleased as punch with a fish he's just managed to find.
It, in fact, is the pufferfish. Now, that is the possessor of one of the most potent toxins known to man. If you eat it, you'll probably die, but a smaller dose of its poison can put you into a coma, so you only look dead.
I mean, I'm not altogether convinced by this. I mean, you haven't actually demonstrated this in a human body. This is essentially the local priests and sorcerers saying, if you want to do it, you've got to use this substance.
Right.
You located the substance, and there's some physiological evidence that it might indeed have the effect the sorcerers say it does. But we haven't demonstrated it in action.
Altus Paul is making a magic potion for the protection of his followers. But are voodoo sorcerers like him really master poisoners? Did Bellevoir really zombify Wilfred with a pufferfish? It's an extraordinary idea, and I'm still undecided. But Conrad and I are agreed. Before we depart from Haiti, we intend to find out whether sorcerers really do turn people into zombies.
Investigators have discovered another zombie, Marie Moncoeur.
I bet they came to look at the zombie.
She died 12 years ago, returning only last month. Every day, her family pray over her to try to win back her lost soul.
Hallelujah!
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 Marie's brother Michel describes the family's reaction to her return.
Ça t'est étonné, nous t'es gagné pile problème parce que nous connaissions à te mourir, nous t'étais relis et puis pour nous elle retourner encore.
Ça t'est pas.
Ça t'est pas nous pile la peine. T'es un pile crié pour nous parce que nous t'es ouais ça en bas qui très drôle.
Qui genre où t'es reconnaître vraiment cette SEO?
Pendant ce temps, moi viens reconnaître c'est lui-même. L'homme vient regarder et puis moi ouais j'ai un petit remap. Pendant ce temps, j'ai gagné des dents qui.
Est-ce que vous montrez?
Oui. J'ai gagné dans ça. Il était gagné. Moi, je viens de l'embaucher vraiment. Et plus tôt, il était gagné encore. Et puis, pendant ce temps, il était gagné là, il était un petit mac. Moi, un petit mac là. Et puis, moi, c'est ça, vraiment. Parce que personne ne connaît. C'est lui-même qui dit, il m'a dit, qui ça, mon ça, pour lui? Et il m'a dit, c'est frère, Michel.
Do other people say that your sister has become a zombie?
Oui. Moi, je dis, c'est un zombie, vraiment. Parce qu'elle était morte, elle est retournée, elle est levée. Donc, ils sont zombies. Même lui, même l'autre a dit ça, il est très étonné, il dit lui-même, il n'est pas zombie. Il est étonné pour ça, il dit qu'il n'est pas zombie, il n'est pas mort parce que.
Parce que zombie était en bas.
Il dit zombie, c'était en bas, il regardait, il m'a regardé tout le monde dans le
Marie is being brought to Haiti's only brain scanner. Wilfred's come too. Wilfred and Marie's families believe that zombies act the way they do because they have no souls. But if Wilfred and Marie were zombified by being sealed in their tombs, science too offers an explanation. A shortage of oxygen would cause anoxia and brain damage. Wilfred is reluctant to go into the scanner.
I'm not surprised poor Wilfred's frightened. If he is a zombie and he was placed in the tomb, it actually looks quite similar to that in here. He's got to go into that dark hole.
In the end, the doctors manage to calm Wilfred down. Unlike Wilfred, Marie doesn't seem to object to the scanner.
Nous sommes ici en présence des clichés des deux patients, Wilfred Dorissin et Marie Moncœur. Ce sont des scanners cérébraux qui ont été réalisés. Et sur ces deux clichés, nous pouvons voir que les examens sont normaux.
We were thinking if they have been in the tomb as zombies, they might not have had much oxygen, and so there might be damage to the brain.
Yes. If you have an anoxia, the ventricle was collapsed, mm-hmm. but there is not collapsed ventricular right. here. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's the way there is no anoxia here.
The scanner provides no clear answers. So we're taking Marie to see if she recognizes Nom Banan. Where her brother Michel says she was kept captive.
Marie,
oui.
Marie, où sont les noms banan?
Oui.
Est-ce que vous comptez aller?
Oui.
Est vrai?
Oui.
She's happy to go back there.
Yes.
She identified again the place.
Yes.
And she is not at all freaked out to go back there. Actually happy.
We're surprised Marie is so happy to go back to the place where she was supposedly enslaved as a zombie. On our way to Nom Banan, we stop at the marketplace in Cabaret, once called Duvalierville.
Hello, we're here.
It all looks the same. It all looks the same.
Limande, est-ce que vous reconnaissez côté où il est là?
Il va aller vers lui.
Vous venez ici souvent?
Oui, et bien, pas de comprendre.
We're trying to make sense of what Marie's saying when an unexpected interruption changes the whole situation.
Qui est-ce qui cousine nous? Si j'en ai l'aile.
Il est foufoune.
Oui.
Mais s'il a les paroles, les foufoune.
Foufoune, il est.
C'est Marie-Brelé. On reconnaît les tout.
Oui, mon balaka, moi. Il perd longtemps, oui.
Tout le monde reconnaît les.
Bon, balaka, moi-même, mais quand même, il perd longtemps, oui.
Il y allait depuis longtemps,
oui.
Depuis quelques années, hein.
Non, il n'y a pas de gagner. Non, appelle les gagner en neuf.
Au moins, en janvier, là, le
bâtiment. Oui, moi, janvier, c'est ma digate.
So, this guy is saying that she disappeared a year ago. We looked for her all over the place. And we went to Radio Lumière, which is a Catholic radio station, to make an announcement to try to find her. But we, so far we could not find her. And he said he's under a shock. She's a daughter of her aunt, of his aunt. She's Fufun. Everybody says she's Fufun, that's her.
No, c'est là, devant la caille, pas Fufun.
Everyone says Fufun was mentally handicapped and apt to wander off. I'm beginning to think Michel is mistaken, that his dead sister Marie is still in her grave.
They say they can immediately prove she's their cousin, and they're threatening to take Michel, the person who says he's her brother, who we've come here with. They want to call the police on him, really.
But it seems that the family here have a cast iron case for claiming her.
We've still got ourselves an immediate crisis. Yeah, but they seem convincing.
Now, what is Michel's position as we see it now?
Michel's position, he says that this is his sister, no doubt. He wants to leave now.
And obviously, they want her back.
The crowd is making Michel nervous, so we have him and Marie, Fufun, taken out of town for safety. Fufun's newfound family have brought us a young girl, Marie-Jo. They say she's Fufun's daughter. Arriving to meet Michel, we hope mother and daughter will recognize each other and so sort out what is becoming a very awkward situation. But things don't turn out quite so simply. Marie-Jo is upset and seems confused.
Marie-Jo, est-ce que vous reconnaissez Marie? Fufun? Où est-elle liée?
Elle a bandité perdu.
Son bandité perdu. Et où est-elle là, Konya?
Oui.
Côté lié, montrez-moi.
Dans machine blanche.
Oh, elle est dans machine blanche. Marie.
Je l'ai vu.
Est-ce que vous reconnaissez petite ça?
Oui.
Et qui est-ce lié pour?
Hein?
Qui est-ce lié pour?
À mes tels moments, maman ne parle pas et pas de fin.
Mais est-ce que vous reconnaissez lui?
Marie's answers are difficult to understand. Mother and daughter don't exactly throw themselves into each other's arms as we'd expected. Michel is still convinced that Fufun, Marie, is his zombified sister. She's been claimed by both families, and now each is accusing the other of sorcery. Things are beginning to get out of hand.
To try to resolve the situation, blood samples are taken with the agreement of all concerned. DNA tests back in England should be able to establish which family Marie, or Fufun, actually belongs to. The investigation now seems to have reached a turning point. Wilfred's friend Verdure has sent word he's finally found Wilfred's uncle, the fugitive Bellavoye. Bellavoye is holed up in a deserted mansion. He's agreed to tell his side of the story of Wilfred's zombification. Fearing reprisals, he insists guards are posted all around the house.
Yo vine arrêter moi, yo mené moi, yo maltraité moi, yo crasé moi, l'heure fini, tout ça me dit gagne monsieur aller lui prend l'autre confolio, là lui piéger dernière crasse, il prend tout, l'heure fini, il mettait du feu dans caillou, il brûlait.
Mais la voix. Est-ce que vous avez même aucune idée, aucune explication bah nous pour qui ça Miguel avec toute l'autre monde ça y était accusé.
Il fait un complot contre de moi-même et puis il fait mon travail. Miguel Capran, moun ça, li vina avec lui, c'est pas un zombie, il a ramassé n'importe moun fou, moun notre côté, li vina qui zé moi et que pour le wété tout ça m'gana même moi que le tiré.
Est-ce que vous avez bah nous histoire là de ça qui t'est arrivé ou l'heure il était mené en bas là?
Alors, je te mène au tribunal, je rive, je mette M'chita. Le M'chita, je parle d'un jeune garçon qui vient, je dis comme ça que c'est Yitfried. Même je ne pas connaître, c'est Yitfried l'ité, parce que je ne connais pas ça. Dit tout dans la vie. C'est où souhaite question ça, vous répétez, c'est Miguel qui baille pour tête lui. Alors, il peut envantager question de quoi que elle te dit, Yitfried, c'est moi qui ai tué lui, c'est lui qui dit avec tête lui. Mais c'est pas mon bagage moi-même mon connaissance ni jeudi ni jour après. C'est lui qui dit ça pour compte lui.
As Bellevoir disappears back into hiding, Verger watches him go. He tells us not to believe a word of what we've just heard.
Tout le monde connaît Bellevoir a une société sans poil. Et que la société sans poil ça yo. La tout le monde ça yo. Yo konn toute façon pour tuer monde pour faire mystique avec pour tout monde ça konn fait mal, est-ce que vous comprenez? C'est pas moi connais que monsieur coupable dans la mort Wilfried, est-ce que vous comprenez? Pour depuis longtemps il gagne raissement avec Miguel pour affecter, mais on connaît Miguel Gonègue, il pas qu'à tuer Miguel, tuer petite là, est-ce que vous comprenez? Ça c'est pas moi connais bien.
We don't know who to believe and are utterly confused. To try to get to the bottom of things, we're heading back to Wilfred's village. A blockade. The workers who were fixing the road are now demanding we pay them in order to pass. People are desperately poor here. Poverty like this leads to vicious conflicts and sorcery. It was just a few coconut palms that caused the murderous hatred between Bellevoir and Wilfred's father Miguel. Who cited the story to believe, Miguel or Bellevoir? Now's our last chance to find the answer. Our time in Haiti is running out. We questioned the coffin maker who made Wilfred's coffin and prepared his body for burial.
Le Wilfred mourit, mal dans la mort assez extraordinaire. Alors le Wilfred mourit, sans me sentir de Wilfred, bako jam sans aucun sens ça aucun côté. Parce que personne pas capable de mon temps ça ne pas jamais qu'à sentir que Odel gagne et sonne tout le monde c'est né au boucher. Yo pas capable respiration de centre là. Yo obligé intéressé à l'enterrement. Moi même en tant boss qui connaît faire ce qu'il pèle à moi pour grosselle vigne. Lui vigne cette grosseur et vente lui monter cette hauteur. Pour nous joindre ce qu'il qui a terré Wilfried, nous ne pouvons pas joindre. Au dernier moment, son sécueil, nous prenons mettre Wilfried, nous marrer avec une corde. C'est marrer de marrer ce sécueil là. Qui fait enterrement à le fait.
Conrad notes how the coffin maker's tale matches what he heard from Brother Dodo. Perhaps Bellevoir actually did poison and zombify Wilfred. But if Bellevoir is telling the truth, Wilfred is not Wilfred. In fact, his body should still be in the tomb.
Wilfred, I want to ask you if you... Do you know where we are now? Where is this place? Can you tell me?
That's a crazy thing. I'm going to go.
Et caillou?
Je ne pas pas même qui te fait caillou.
Ça le dit.
Et pas bien qui te fait caillou.
Non.
C'est pas les mêmes qui te fait caillou.
Oui, c'est pas les mêmes qui te fait caillou là.
Pas dans le sens.
Oui, je comprends.
Dans le normal.
Did anybody suggest that they should open the tomb to make sure that Wilfred's body wasn't in here anymore? And the tomb hasn't been opened.
Non, quand là-bas, quand là-bas, quand privé, là, quand on bat, quand privé, j'étais mais pour mon volé. Il a fait il a été déjà, il a fait une déclaration que t'as dit que il était une nouvelle capsule couchée. Ça pas abouti.
Not to be thwarted, we asked to speak to the person who does own the tomb, a cousin of Wilfred's father. Madame, would you be happy if the police or we opened the tomb?
Ben, on ouvre qu'avant quoi?
Non.
Non, ouvrir qu'avant quoi? Comme t'es ouvert, toute bagaille, moi formalité, par la justice, toute bagaille, pas la bagaille comme ça encore du tout, c'est fini.
As we can't open the tomb, we seem to have got as far as we can with our investigation in Haiti. But before heading home, there's one final thing to do. To take a sample of Wilfred's blood, the blood of a zombie. To make sure that Wilfred's actually the child of his two parents, we're going to do a DNA test. I'm just going to take blood from all three of them, and then we have to send that to a laboratory. Okay. Is Wilfred a zombie, as the High Court decided? Or is he an imposter, a case of mistaken identity, not the real Wilfred at all? I thought I'd be certain by now, but I'm not so sure.
The DNA results are dramatic. Conclusion: Miguel Dorisson cannot be the father of Wilfred Dorisson. Conclusion: Elinotte Dorisson cannot be the mother of Wilfred Dorisson. Conclusion: The real Wilfred Dorisson is still in his grave. Conclusion: Bellevoir Dorisson was unjustly convicted of a crime that never happened. Conclusion: Michel Moncur is not the brother of Marie Moncur. Conclusion: Marie-Jo Pierre is the daughter of Marie Moncur. Conclusion: The real Marie Moncur is still in her grave. Marie is Fafoun. Question: Who is Wilfred? Question: Do zombies really exist?
Marie not being Marie, I'm not so surprised. Wilfred not being Wilfred, I am surprised. If this sort of misidentification happens very often, we've got an extraordinary situation in which wandering mentally handicapped or mentally ill people are picked up by grieving families, identified as people who've died, and then incorporated back into the family, back into society.
We found no direct evidence in the cases we looked at of the use of poisons, but certainly it's accepted widely that poisons are used. And while we have not seen this ourselves, we can't eliminate them or disprove the whole use of poisons in zombification.
Do I think people are taken out of the grave by sorcerers, returned back to life after being poisoned? No, I don't.